Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. That famously lonely Maytag repairman has a lot of company these days. Over the weekend, Whirlpool joined the bidding for Maytag with a $1.37 billion takeover offer. But Maytag already has other bids to consider. Joining us now is Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace. And Tess, first of all, tell us who else is involved in this bidding war.
Well, Whirlpool is going to join two other bidders at this point. The first is a private equity group called Ripplewood Holdings, and they're currently offering $14 a share, which is about $1.13 billion. 2 months ago, Maytag actually agreed to be acquired by Ripplewood, but then a Chinese company, Haier, joined with two other private equity firms to announce a rival bid. Haier won at $16 a share. Now Whirlpool has joined the fray with this preliminary offer of $17 a share. Maytag's board has been recommending the Ripplewood bid to shareholders, but a couple months into all this, that bid, in fact, both previous bids are now worth less than what Maytag's shares are trading for.
And why is Maytag so popular these days?
Well, Maytag hasn't been doing very well. It reported a loss of $9 million last year, and you compare that with Whirlpool, which posted a $406 million profit for the same time period. Analysts, including Laura Champagne of Morgan Keegan, say the brand is basically stale.
Maytag has always been known for washing machines and dryers, and their high-end washer and dryer platform was 8 years old. So as their competitors innovated around them, Maytag, the brand, has lost a substantial amount of share over the last 3 years.
But at the same time, it's a very well-known brand. It's trusted by consumers. You know, Maytag also owns a bunch of other names, including Hoover, Amana, Magic Chef. So that is really appealing to companies that are looking to take it over.
And as you mentioned, the Chinese company Haier is one of the bidders. What does the new Whirlpool offer mean for that bid?
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Haier is currently reviewing Maytag's internal financial documents like any other suitor would. Shareholders, of course, are going to want the best value. Whirlpool's offer is currently the largest so far. But, of course, Haier could really get kind of wrapped up in the political sensitivities over Chinese companies bidding for U.S. companies right now. The biggest question mark on that front, of course, over the bid for Unocal from the China National Offshore Oil Corporation. That's a far bigger deal money-wise, but in the end, those concerns could conceivably help Whirlpool, but it still has a lot of antitrust hurdles to face. It's an enormous company, second biggest appliance maker behind GE. That could mean pretty stiff scrutiny from regulators. And today on Marketplace, we're looking at India's economy as the country's president hits the red carpet in Washington.
Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks a lot, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.